The little one was all that was left? Samuel stood under the blazing sun, sweat stinging his eyes as he tapped his foot as he paced. The little one? What was God doing now? The big one wasn't good enough? God had rejected Saul. Big man Saul. He was perfect. He had the strength to lead the nation. And then Saul rejected God. And that was Saul's own doing. Saul had been king, but he'd refused to listen to God on more than one occasion. Samuel grimaced at the memory. And now God wanted a new king, someone better.
Go to Jesse. Go to Bethlehem and anoint a new king. I'll tell you who.
Of course Samuel had went. Well, after God had assured him of his safety, of course. Samuel called a sacrifice. Called Jesse and his kids. Jesse's eldest. Oh, what a man. If there was someone to stand up to Saul, it was this one. Oh, but God? God wouldn't have that. God had said to Samuel,
"Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart."
All right, then. Second son. That must be it. Like Jacob and Esau, the younger getting the blessing. Of course! Nope. That one wasn't good enough either. And then Jesse brought out his third boy. And then his fourth son. And Jesse was getting nervous by now. He gestured quickly for the next young man. The fifth. The sixth. The seventh wasn't good enough either. And Samuel rubbed his eyes and looked over at Jesse. Are these all the sons you have?
There's still the little one, Jesse answers, his nose wrinkling. But he's out tending the sheep.
I won't even sit down until he gets here, Samuel answers.
And now, under that hot sun, the scent of the heifer nearby, Samuel waits. The entire town turned out for the sacrifice. They wait, too. The crowd shifts. Jesse's boys murmur among themselves. And Samuel waits. And finally, a youth scrambles into town, up the hill, a cloud of dust following him. Kid looks good. He's ruddy, like Esau was. He's a good-looking kid, like Joseph was.
And God says, "Rise and anoint him. He is the one."
Samuel takes out his oil and pours it over the boy's head. And there, in the presence of his father and all his brothers, looking on, angry, they weren't good enough. And at that moment, the Holy Spirit came on the boy and strengthened him in the faith. Samuel looked over to Jesse. "What's the boy's name?" Jesse licks his lips as he answers, "David." Brothers and sisters, God looks at the heart. And that is a terrifying thing, because from the heart comes all sin. Thank God that he's promised to remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. God has given you a heart that chases after him. Over the coming weeks, we will see how David became a man after God's own heart, and we will rejoice. And the story is true.